रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 108. Rama meets with evil portents. The recitation begins now. Then the driver of Ravana brought his car swiftly to the place. It filled the hearts of the foes with terror. It looked like floating clouds, palaces and cities in the sky. Its flags and banners scraped the heavens above. The horses, adorned with garlands of gold and of noble breed, were yoked to it. It was plentiful, supplied with bows and arrows, armors, swords, shields, maces, and other weapons. It was gaily decked with streamers and pennons. It gave one the idea that it swallowed the entire firmament. Its tread caused the earth to quake. It was quite capable by itself of destroying the enemy's host and causing delight and joy to wax in the hearts of its own men. Raghuveera noted that the car of the Rakshasa ruler drove at him with frightful speed, while the earth and the quarters trembled in affright. Drawn by jet-black horses with baleful luster, adorned with a flag like unto lambent lightning, it caught the attention of Rama. Weapons like unto those of Indra himself shone therein as it drew near like the rain clouds spreading themselves over the sky. Then he grasped his bow, ready, strong, and brilliant as the crescent moon, and twanged it so that the thunder resembling the shattering of the mountains by Indra's bolt. Then he turned to Mathali and said, "Behold, Ravana comes upon us in his car with frightful speed. He drives on the wrong side, and it is a sure sign that he seeks his death in this battle. So take the car carefully right in front of him. I would destroy him today and his car like unto a storm at the wake of fleeting clouds. Drive on with enthusiasm. Take no chances. Do not be disturbed in thought or look. Hold the reins steady and with care. In fact, it is entirely uncalled for that I should give you directions when you have driven the car of Indra. But I have set myself to fight with undivided attention a most mighty and worthy foe, and it is why I remind you of this. Do not take it that I instruct you in things that you know not." Mathali was mightily pleased thereat. He drove his car on the wrong side of Ravana's conveyance and hid him behind the cloud of dust raised by the wheels. That caused Ravana to blaze with wrath. He rolled his eyes frightfully and gave Rama before him a hot time of it with his shafts. Raghava was not behindhand in fury. He grasped most valiantly the bow sent him by Indra and the arrows blazing like the hot sun. Then both stood up to one another, intent upon a mortal fight, like two lions in their prime. Devas, Gandharvas, Siddhas, and Maharishis prayed for the death of Ravana and gathered there to behold the dreadful fight. Then there were seen ill omens indicating the death of Ravana and the victory of Raghava. Clouds rained blood on the car of the Rakshasa. Whirlwinds raged keen and fiercely, revolved on the wrong side. Huge vultures banded themselves and followed his car. Lanka and the land around was bathed in blood-red sunset and looked like a sheet of fire at night. Meteors, comets and thunders indicated the impending fate of Ravana. The Rakshasas quaked in terror. Dreadful earthquakes followed the footsteps of Ravana. His men were powerless to use their weapons as if someone threw them back. The rays of the sun lit up the body of Ravana, red, white, and black in hue, like unto mountain slopes, lined with ores of varied colors. Jackals vomited flames and looked inauspiciously with their gaze on the face of Ravana. Eagles and vultures cried most frightfully. A strong wind beat against him and blinded him with the dust. His armies were afflicted all over by thunderbolts, roaring dreadfully, but without any clouds in sight. All directions were covered with dust and darkness, and the sky itself was hid from view. Sarika's birds fought ceaselessly in groups and came towards the car with frightful cries. The horse shed tears, and from the quarters arose sparks of fire. Thus were seen ill omens betokening the approach of the death of Ravana. Likewise, there were seen wonderfully good omens indicating the coming victory of Rama. His heart was gladdened thereat mightily, and Rama concluded that Ravana was already dead. Raghava, an adept in the science of omens, noted carefully the good and evil signs beneficial to himself and unlucky to Ravana. His hair stood on end with joy. Boundless delight filled his heart, and he displayed supreme valor and prowess in the fight. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunatye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.